So we talked about different situations where you might be potter from paying for nezek. So one of the situations is in sporting events. The Shulchan Aruch actually talks about if people decide to wrestle. Apparently, it was done. Like the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's usher to do. They decide to wrestle. So and then someone gets hurt. So there's meikara, but it's true by all sporting events. That there's a general mechila if we're talking about, of course, all the kavana, if someone gets hurt. But so here it's like, but there's rules. Let's say the Shulchan Aruch talks about wrestling. I imagine the same is in boxing. It sounds very weird if two people decide to box. It's like, I don't know, they used to do that. It talks about wrestling, boxing, wrestling. I don't know. Okay, whatever. A kobonim, the din is, if it's that there's a general mechila because someone obviously could get hurt, and but if you break the rules, then you have to pay. So that's the point, and that's assumed by. It's called hitting below the belt. It's not only a metaphor, but it's also one of the rules that you can't hit below the belt. So if you break the rules and the person gets hurt because as a result of something you did, but you broke the rules in doing so, I'm talking about the rules of the sport that you're playing, so then you do have to pay.
What if it's just tzar?
What?
Do you pay for tzar?